91. And I just want to talk for a moment about a secret place. And I want to say this to you tonight. It ain't about the hoorah. It ain't about how loud you scream in church. It ain't about the amens that you do, even though I love getting them. Can I get a witness? That lets me know you're paying attention. And it ain't about none of that. It's not about the music this song. It's not about that. It's about that you get along to a secret place. Now, if you don't have a secret place, I ask you to please this week search you out a secret place to get to and to get along with God one-on-one. A secret place, maybe when you drive to work. It may be the time you're driving home from work. I don't know, but there's got to be a little quiet time in your life to get along with God. If you don't have that place, them benefits I talked about this morning, you won't understand that the way you should. But when you get along with God and you understand, when you dwell in the secret place, you'll be okay. It don't take long to understand that I've been in the secret place, and when you have to, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, Psalm 91. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 1. I just want to just give what's on my heart. Let's go on to the house. Everybody okay with that? Amen. Bible says, he, Psalm 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I thank you for the songs that's been sung tonight. I thank you when the world showed me that I was a nobody. Father God, you pointed me to be a somebody in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray tonight that these words that go forth would be words that would encourage the people. It would strengthen them. It would excite them. It would get them in a place that they'd say, I've got to get to that secret place. I've got to get to that place where I find rest and I find refuge. And that place is only in God alone. That's in you, Father. And Lord, I pray tonight that you watch over this place. Keep us out of harm's way. I thank you for what you do here. And I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight, we talk about a secret place. And he says, he that dwelleth. To dwell is to stay there. A dwelling place is a place that you don't leave, but you stay there. And this morning, as Brother Travis and Sister Missy talked about the potter and the clay and being in the hands of the clay being in the hand of the potter. He wants us to stay, as Sister Missy said, he wants us to stay squishy and mushy and where he can use us and mold us and make us and we don't get hard and callous. But the Lord tonight, as I understand this, the Lord, I want to dwell. And this is what I tell him when I read this and I see this. Lord, I want to dwell in your secret place. Why do you want to dwell, or why do I want to dwell in the secret place of the Lord? I thought about this. Once I'm in the secret place. Now let me give you this. Once I get, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Once I get to that secret place, I'm telling you, you know when you get there. You know when you're plugged in. You know when you're right there in that secret place. Brother Whoop, you was there a while ago. When you started singing, you was there a while ago. He said, when I get to that secret place, I will be under God. I will be under him. He says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under. I see that I am under him and not above him, but I'm under God. Friends, in the world we live in, and you and I both need to know this, that I never need to get to a place that I'm above God, but I'm always below God. He said, when I get to that secret place, I see that I'm under him. He will be exalted. He will be praised. He will be thanked for the goodness that he's done in our life. If you, and I want to give you this, if you get to a place that you get miserable, if you get to a place that you see sin being prevalent in your life, you see things like that, I guarantee you one thing that you or I, either one, is not doing. One is we're not in a secret place very much, and number two, we're not praising God for who he is and what he is tonight. When we get there and we start praising God, I want to show you a few things in the scripture. When you get to that secret place, you see what God can do for you. In the secret place, I find all that I need in Jesus Christ when I get to that secret place. Look with me in verse number 2. When I'm under the shadow of the Almighty, when I'm under His hands. I thought about this in Message when I was at the beach. Everybody had a tent or an umbrella. And everybody had a tent or an umbrella. I watched them. They could set hours at a time. They could set hours. I mean, they could set 8 hours, 10 hours. They could sit on that beach for a long time. But you let somebody come out there and they didn't have something covering them, a shadow over them, about 30, 40 minutes of the heat, and they had to go. In the heat of the world that we live in, if we don't get under the shadow of the mighty, almighty God tonight, I want you to know the cares of this world, the heat of this world, the anxiety of this world, the depression of this world, the cares of this world will wear you out, and it'll spit you out this afternoon. So we must understand, we got to get under His shadow. He is what protects us from the cares of this world. He says tonight that when we get there, look in verse number 2. He says, I will say of the Lord. When you're under that shadow, He says, I'm going to say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. I will trust in Him. And you say, what will I trust Him? That He is my refuge from storms. When you get under that hand of that Almighty God, and you're under His hand, you're under His covering, you're under His protection, He is the refuge from the storms that are in your life. You get out of the under the hand of God, get out under His shadow, and them storms come, you know what they'll do? They'll wreck your ship. They will destroy your ship. If you get out from where God is, they will destroy you in just a matter of seconds. It's that secret place that we get to. When them storms are raging and you need a refuge tonight, can I say this to you? The only refuge you'll find is in that secret place tonight. When you get under the hand of Almighty God and you get to that secret place. I thank God tonight that I have secret places in my life that I can go, and I know when I go there, I'm going to be under the mighty hand of God. Amen? Hey, there's one place that I go that I find rest and I find peace, and it's here at this church. I want you to know I can come to this church and I feel God each and every time that I come. Each and every time I come to this place, I feel the presence of God, and I thank God for that. But I'd hate to know that when I got here and the storms was raging, the only place I could find God would be here. How bad that would be. But you know what? I can find God anywhere I go because He is everywhere that I go. Amen. He says it's refuge from the storm in verse number 2. He says, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. He said, I trust in this secret place that He puts me because He's my refuge from the storm. But let's look in verse number 3. Not only is He your refuge from the storm, but He's your rest from stress. He is your rest from stress. If you're stressed, does anybody ever get stressed? There's a few that tells the truth. Amen. You ever just stress slap out? And you say, if I don't get out of here, I'm going to blow up. You know what? You will, if you want your stress to be took care of, it's in the Bible. If you'll read the Bible, you will not be stressed. If you'll read this, you'll have rest from your stress if you'll read the Word of God. But you know what Satan wants to do? When you get to that place and you're stressed out and you don't know what to do, he don't want you to read the Word of God. He don't want you to read the Bible because he knows that the answer is here. And the number one thing that he does, he tries to get you from that secret place when you have refuge from the storm and you have rest from stress. Look what he says tonight in verse number 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, or that stress, that snare, that snare that's laid out there for you that'll trip you up, that'll stump you up. He lays that out there before you. Each and every day of your life, Satan lays something in front of you, trying to tempt you, trying to lure you away, trying to get you out of that secret place that's in your life. Have you ever been on fire for God? I'm talking about son, just on the mountaintop. Hey, in that song we sung this morning, don't let me forget where I am right now. And when you get to that place and everything is good, man, and the air's breathing is so much better, life's going good, somebody will call your phone. Can I get a witness? Somebody will call your phone, a text will come in, something will happen, and you know what? Before you know it, that stress level goes out of the room. So say, preacher, how am I going to get over that? You must stay in that secret place. You say, I can't stay there all the time. Why can't you? Why can't you? You say, well, the world we live in, I got to go to work. You can be in a secret place at work. Why can't we stay in that secret place? If I'm going to be successful in this Christian life and I'm going to do what God's called me to do, I must learn how to stay in that secret place. I must learn to stay there and understand that refuge is from the storm and He has my rest from the stress that is in my life. He says, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, from the noise of this world, the noise of this world. Man, it's everywhere. When we was at the beach this week, we had Mama there and Brandy and Kaylee and... Yeah. And Kyler, good Kyler. I love that kid. I have to play with him a little bit. I love that kid. He's just like his daddy. I told him when we was on a trip, I said, I feel like I'm 17 again with your daddy on a trip. But when we was down there and we were sitting at a table eating, don't you get this? And we started looking at our screen usage on our phone. And I got thinking about this when we was down to screen usage that's on our phone. And as we looked at that screen usage, I didn't say this to them because I didn't want to get into it. Can I get a witness? I didn't want to get into it. But as we looked at that screen usage, there was some, and I won't name who, but there was some had a lot of usage. That means that screen was lit up a pretty good bit. And then there was some of us that don't have no apps on our phone. They didn't got no screen usage. And I thought about that as I seen that. You know what that noisome in our life is? That phone that's in our hand. That phone that's in your hand is so much noise, and you'll not believe what will come into your life when you read other people's drama, other people's mess, other people's chaos, and it won't be long. It'll filter in your mind. It'll pull you out of that secret place. It'll get you away from where God wants you to be, and it'll get you out over yonder, and you'll be worried about things that you shouldn't worry about. Friends, tonight, He's not called us to worry, but He's called us to rely on Him. Amen. And tonight as I think about that, I thought about that screen time that was on them phones. And I wondered if my Bible had a screen on it. Can I get a witness? I'm not talking about the Bible that's on your app on your phone. I'm talking about an old black cover, purple, pink, whatever color it is on your phone. How much screen usage would I have if it could keep up with it? How many times do I open this, and in a week's time, how much usage do I have in the Word of God? How much times do I have? And ever how much time I put in the Word of God, it's going to show, it's going to keep up. It may not have an app to show me how much I read or study this, but I guarantee you one thing, the peace that's in my life, the rest that's in my life, if I have no peace, I have no rest, and it's full of stress, it's because I ain't been in the B-I-B-L-E. When I get into this book and I study this book and I read this book, I want you to know my stress level goes down. But when I walk out and I'm not in this book, I'm getting away from my secret place. So tonight a benefit is, number one, we see this refuge from the storm. It's to rest from the stress in verse number three. All the noise that's in your life, that noise that's in your life. I ask you tonight, what about cutting that noise off? You know, there's some people I have to get away from. I do. Negative people, I can't be around them. They got to go. I don't have time for that. It drives me crazy. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? And it won't be long. It'll take you out of your place, out of that secret place. Let me give you this. Not only that, but strength in the situation. He gives you strength in this secret place. Look what he says tonight in verse number four, if you will. He shall cover thee with his feathers. So when he covers you, he's not beating you. He's not hurting you. He's covering you with his feathers. What a blessing that is. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield, and he shall be thy buckler. He says tonight that refuge from the storm and his rest from the stress, but we see the strength in the situation. Any situation you got going on this week, you get to that secret place, and I promise you this, God will see you through it. God will see you through that in your life. Look in verse number 5. Not only strength in the situation, but the salvation for the soul in verse number 5. That salvation that's for the soul, you find that in the secret place. You find that in the secret place. You know, when I found Jesus was when I was at my lowest, on my knees, begging Him to save my soul. Look what He says now. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. He says tonight that salvation is of the Lord tonight, no matter what comes your way, what pestilence, what tries to rob you of your joy, what tries to rob you tonight. Did you know tonight that the Satan, you know what he wants to get from you? He wants to get your peace. And he wants to get you out of that secret place. And if he can get your peace, it ain't long. If you ain't got no peace, you ain't got no joy. And when you ain't got no joy, you ain't got no strength. You know what the Bible says? The joy of the Lord is our strength. So when he can pull that joy, he's got you. He's got you right where he wants you. He's got that strength pulled out of you when he pulls you from that secret place. But let me show you this, protection from Satan in verse number 6. Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness. That tells me that Satan, he walks in darkness seeking who he may devour. He walks in that darkness in our life. But look with me in verse number 9, the satisfaction of the Savior in verse number 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. He says tonight, that secret place that we get to, we get satisfied in that place. I ask you a question. Are you satisfied where you are right now with Christ Jesus? Are you satisfied right now where you are with Christ Jesus? If you're not satisfied where you are right now, if you don't do something about it, you won't be satisfied this time next year. It's not his responsibility to satisfy you. It's my responsibility to get in that word, study that word, to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is when you get in that secret place, you'll get satisfied in Christ Jesus. I'll share this with you. That secret place is a place that I can hide in. I can hide in it. I can get in that place. I find help in it. All are welcome. Lord, please let me dwell in your secret place and please allow the Holy Spirit to show me quickly. Quickly. It's what I wrote down. Show me quickly when I try to leave your secret place. Lord, show me quickly. I don't want my life to get in a place where I got to have dramatic help. I'm talking about I don't want to get in a place where I'm no longer the pastor, I'm no longer a preacher, I'm no longer this, I'm no longer that. I don't want to get to that place my life gets so in array. You know what I want my life to be? I want to have daily help every day of my life and the Lord Jesus grow me the way he should. I don't know what dramatic help is. When you got, if he don't shows up, it's over. Daily help, he helps you a little along every day. Let me give you this. I know when I'm there and I know when I'm not. I know when I'm there and I know when I'm not. You know when you're in a place, right? You know if you're here tonight, you know if you're not. He says, "I this is what I wrote down. I know when I'm there and I know when I'm not." Let's look in verse number 10. When I'm there, when I'm not, I know. And when I'm there, I know. Verse number 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. When you're there, evil is not going to get you in that secret place. There's peace there. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. There's protection there. I see not only his peace, but in verse number 11, I see his protection. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me. And here's how I know I'm in a secret place. Here's how I know that I'm in the secret place of Almighty God. If you want to know, here you go. Because, this is God talking. Because he has set his love upon me. Because I'm where he wants me to be. Therefore will I deliver him. When I'm in the secret place, I have deliverance. Immediately, daily deliverance. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He answered me in the secret place. He delivers me. He honors me. He satisfies me. And he shows me his salvation in the secret place. Look in verse 15. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. When? When I'm dwelling under his protection. When I'm dwelling where he'd have me to be. That's where God is. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him in verse 15 and honor him. What am I going to honor him with? What is he going to honor you with? I'm going to honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him? So I'm going to honor him with that. I'm going to honor him with that. Tonight, when you get in that secret place and you get where God is, I want you to know tonight, he'll deliver you. You're in that secret place, he's going to deliver you. He's going to deliver you each and every time. When you get in that secret place tonight, and I have a few secret places, and one of them is my closet at the house. I get in that place, and that's where me and God gets along. Literally in our closet, we got a walk-in closet. It ain't that big with all her clothes in it and shoes. Baby, they ain't laughing. They look dead. I had to do something. They look like they, I don't know. So I get in that closet. I never get in that closet when I know they're going to be at home, though. Why? Because that's my secret place. Because I don't want them interrupting me when I'm in my secret place. Can I get a witness? So I get in there and I close the door and I cut the lights off and I make sure it's dark. And sometimes the light will try to come through the bottom of the door. You know what I do? I take me something and stick it down there so it's complete darkness. Total darkness. When you're in total darkness, you're in total dependence on what God can do in your life. When you get in that secret place in your life and you get talking to God, I want you to know he'll deliver you before you come out. If you got something going on in your life you can't get over and you can't get around it and you can't get through it and you need help, I'm going to give you this tonight. You find you a secret place at your house. You find you a place that you can get in, you can close that door, there's no racket. Don't take your phone in there with you. That won't be, it'd be noisome. But you get in that place and you stay until God answers you. What if it takes all year? It ain't going to take all year. When he sees your obedience, he says he'd take obedience over sacrifice any day. When he sees your obedience to get to where he's called you to be, he says when you go into the closet, shut the door. When he sees you enter into your prayer closet and you shut the door, I promise you he will meet you there each and every time. Tonight I want to ask you a question, and this is where I'm going to leave. Are you in your secret place? If you're not, why ain't you there? If you're not at that place where God can talk to you and you can talk to God, why not? I guarantee you, if you said it's been a long time since you heard him, it's caused all the noise around you. He's not going to scream over everything. He's not going to holler over everything. He's a God of order, not chaos. And he says, he speaks, he says, be still and know that I am God. And until we get to a place that we get still, we'll not hear his voice the way we need to. But when we get to that place in our life, we get still and let God talk to us. He'll speak to you, I promise you, straight to your heart. And tonight as we close, I want to read this one last thing to you. And I want to ask you tonight, if you're not in your secret place, why not get there? Why not get there? Let me show you this tonight. In the last verse of the text, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. He said, when you get there, I'm going to show you my salvation. You know, tonight, my salvation is not mine. It's his. Laid up over yonder. And he said, when you get in that secret place, he'll show you what you have in Christ Jesus. I thank God tonight for Brother Jerry Gabby, the song you sung. Thank God for this congregation tonight. But I do know this. When God gets a hold of a man or woman, he'll change their life. When religion gets a hold of a man or a woman, hey, listen, it won't change you. It may excite you. It may encourage you. But it will not change you. Only the blood of Jesus Christ will change a person. And when you're changed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you'll want to stay and you'll want to get in that secret place. And I'm going to share this off note. I don't know. You can ask Brandy. If I don't have time and if you don't have time to sit down and study that word together, our day goes chaotic. Don't it? Every morning we sit down and we try to just get a little piece of the bread. Bread of life, just a little piece of bread. Here a little, there a little. I encourage you tonight, married couples, and I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's up to God. He'll take it where he wants to go. Make sure you're spending time with your spouse reading the Word of God. Make sure of that tonight, that you're reading that book together. If it ain't but one little scripture, read that little scripture together. Because that word is truth. And that word is what changes people. And tonight, you say, preacher, you don't know how it is around my house. Man, we used to have plenty of time. Now, we have to get up major early while he's asleep. If not, he's ready. But there's one thing we've held on to, and that's that secret place. And if you don't have that in your life, I beg you tonight to find you somewhere you can get where it's just you and God. And then you'll know the benefits we talked about this morning. Amen? Amen. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for the very many blessings. Lord, I praise you tonight and I lift up your name. Lord, I thank you that there is a secret place that we can get to. And Lord God, when we get there, that's where you're at, under the hand of the mighty God. Lord, I pray tonight that for the one that may be in here tonight that says, hey, I need to get there. I need to get to that place where I can just find rest and peace for my life. Lord, I pray tonight will be the night they get there. Father, I do love you and I thank you. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that saved my soul from a devil's hell. We ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Amen.